Paul, you've had a chance to see these kids for a few days. Yeah. What do you look at? Kind of what's your role to wanting to be on the ice with them?
Talk to them if you can, right? Just make some contact. But mostly to watch them. Everybody has a different style. They assess where they're at. A big chunk of these kids come back to our main camp. It helps to be out there with at ice level. So you're putting your teams together, your lines together, groups. You can start getting an idea of who might be a good fit. So they all, you know, have the opportunity to do what they do well at camp. So familiarity, I guess, is at the end of it. They get used to having conversations with the NHL coaches and their American League coaches. And then I get an assessment of what kind of player they are.
That's not really a big evaluation week, but for guys who come back, do you notice differences?
Sure. Right. Like usually size and strength is the first time. They're a little thicker on the ice. They move a little bit faster. They're a little leaner for the most part. They all come, you know, the guys that are returning, they're better. And they're not quite as nervous. That's all part of this process is getting used to being here, getting used to the ice and done some of the drills a little bit, so they're a little more confident with what they do.
Pretty good size on that back end.
I mean, there's not a lot of small guys out there, right? There's and they move well for big men, and the smaller guys move exceptionally well. But a lot of those guys are good size, but they move well.
Jonas Mueller, I mean, does he catch your attention given his background?
Sure. You look at all of them, you kind of know the backstories on all these guys. You watch them a little bit to try to get a feel for them, but I'm really careful about assessing any of them here. It's June and July. Some of them are just coming off an exciting draft. Some of them are in the middle of heavier lifting, so they're not on the ice very much. Try to get around to talk to them, even if it's just a hello and an introduction. But I'm really careful about not deciding whether a guy can play or not here.
It's good to have Joe Morrow back with your group. I know you guys were confident you'd have him.
To find it, and he gets the tag of depth player attached to him all the time, but to find players that can come in out of the lineup, but have a skill set that fits your group, right? He skates well, he moves the puck well, that's a big part of what we do, and he plays a game slightly different than Ben Sherrod or maybe Dmitry Kulikov, so it gives you a little style of game. Pleased that he wanted to come back, you know, he was in and out of the lineup and sat for a while and played, but he had a real enjoyable experience here as a player and wanted to be a part of it. And a big part of it, you know, there's, you'd like to think your franchise has now turned a corner where you've got, from a time you had a hard time getting guys to want to come back, the players want to play here now. The room's good. We have a good hockey team in there. And certainly if you spend any time in Winnipeg during the playoffs, it's a great town.
Well, has the challenge of next season's expectations begun rolling through your head?
Sure.
Yet, and if you had any thoughts on how you might try to tackle the ramping expectations?
Well, my first piece, the answer is yes. That's all really right now. There's some system stuff we're talking about. We'll wait till middle of July, later July, before we start throwing the names up on the board and see how much has changed for your group. But I'll spend all of our time worrying about our heads, our expectations, where we think we're at coming into the season, not so much. It's inevitable, right? You get to the conference final, the next step everybody thinks is that you should win. There's a long list of teams that have proven that otherwise with that. But the fact that there probably isn't a next step, we need to get harder and better at everything we do more consistently. We really don't need to score more. We were top five in goals against. The stats will tell you we were a pretty decent hockey team. We'll see what team we have coming back, and then our job in training camp is to get everybody to understand it's a darn fight to get into the playoffs. There are good teams that are sitting in the exact same spot that we were over the last 2 years that didn't make the playoffs, and it's real. So getting ourselves mentally prepared for the fight, that will be what I spend the time this summer preparing for camp, for sure.
Paul, obviously a lot of interest in Christian Vesalainen, given the season that he just had over in Finland. He wasn't at camp last fall, so
right.
what's your first impression?
Upper body injury the first couple of days, guys. It is, you know, he wasn't right ready to go.
Yeah.
So we don't want to put a guy on the ice and have him set back 2 weeks of training now in June, July, so we held him off. He was good today, but I'd liked what I'd seen last year, like what I see now. It's still a ways away from getting in through a main camp and get him with professional hockey players in North America and on the NHL stage, but there's lots of good tools there.
You spoke to him yesterday. It seems like a pretty confident player.
Good. You know, and you want that, right? You want them feeling good about their game and what they can do. And then they get out into the exhibition games, and hopefully that confidence is there and it stays there. I much prefer dealing with a player who's got lots of confidence in a game than a guy you're trying to build his game up mentally for him.
What's it like for you over the next few days here leading into July 1st as the head coach of this club?
It's exciting, but you are a bit on the outside on this because you're not taking calls, and you're watching all the other teams and where they think they're getting better, and you know all the work that has to be done with your group. So many players that have to get signed. It's a really interesting time for coaches, and we do it too, right? We decide after the first week of free agency who got a lot better and who didn't, and usually by Christmas time you realize none of that was true, and it didn't quite work out that way. So it's an exciting time. We're in a different position, our team, this year than we've ever been. It'll be interesting.
It's a cliche though, right? But 31 teams are going to feel that they got better in about a week from now.
Right. Well, it starts last week, right? Every 31 teams had the best draft ever, and couldn't believe they got their guys when they did. And then they move into free agency, and they've either added the key piece or they stood pat because they really believe in their team. That's your, and you got a coach who wants to play fast and lots of accountability, and we drop the puck.
How does it change your summer for what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're planning, that you probably don't have to worry that you have a goalie who's got some experience or who's your guy was a Vezina finalist last summer.
Yep.
There were a lot of question marks about that particular position.
Lots of faith in Connor and the year that he had and the talent level that he has and how good he'll be going forward. But we wouldn't have spent any time other than adding Steve Mason last year reworking our game around our goalie. So nothing changes with that. There were some glaring areas that we thought we needed to address, and we did in terms of style of play. Some of it was just we got older, you know, just a little bit more experience. A lot we got better. There's things in our game that we'd like to improve on. It starts here. Some of the things that we worked on here these last 3 days are either really key components to what we expect from our forwards and our defense as Winnipeg Jets, but also an area or two that we think we can get a whole lot better at.
As the disappointment of the playoff series, losing the third playoff series, wears off, have you been able to identify a thing or two where you were particularly pleased about growth in your team?
Right, so it's still there, right? You're still frustrated by that feeling of being so close and then not. If I was to identify a single piece, being able to play the Game 7 that we played against Nashville would be something that I thought was really important for our team. So all of the things that, and they're legitimate things that we talked about or that you and I talked about coming in, very, very little playoff experience, very little road experience, the Game 7, all the new firsts that we had in that 1 month stretch that we were able to play without any fear and play with lots of confidence and courage in that game out and come out and be excited in Game 7 and handle it on the road, that would be one of the positives that we will take.
Was that the highlight of the year for you? Or can you pinpoint something yet when you look back at what you just went through overall?
No, that you know what? Possibly in terms of winning a game, but there was a stretch of hockey that started in mid-March when we started to get healthy. And I don't know the exact order. It was LA, Anaheim, Nashville, Boston, might have been San Jose, and I wasn't. But there were five what I consider fairly heavy teams came in, and we started then to turn the corner, and our game started to look more and more like the game that we wanted to play. We got healthy. That was, middle of March to middle of May. That was the best hockey that we've played all year, and we've been able to time that pretty well and play our best hockey at the end of the year.